really bright guy. So now being here for a while, I think he has a really good grasp of our offense. And so we can do the things that we need to do to help us beat the Colts.
All right, it's Santa's Elves back here. Drew, Tanya, and Dale for one final segment here on Texans Extra Points. That was Bill O'Brien earlier in the week talking about this game. And Texans, 6-7, so are the Colts. The winner of this game has a 90% chance of moving on to the playoffs. You lose this game, you're all but done. What do the Texans have to do to pull out a victory tomorrow? What are your keys to the game, Tanya?
They've got to pressure the quarterback, make things uncomfortable for whoever it is back there, and be able to, I mean, that's the key to stopping their offense. And, you know, offensively, they've got to take advantage of the soft spots in the Colts' defense. I mean, as we've mentioned, two blowout losses in a row. The Jaguars set a franchise record against the Colts. This should be a nice day for the Texans' offense.
Dale?
They're trying to stop a Colts two-game losing streak should be a lot easier than trying to stop the Patriots two-game losing streak. The Colts are a bad team. They're in total disarray. Their coach is going to get fired. There is no excuse for not going up there and just pounding them. I'm not saying they can beat them by score 50 points. This team could not score 50 points on the three of us. But just go up there and beat them.
I'll let you say that. I'm not going to say that.
Go up there and beat them.
Just beat them. All right, that's the key to your. That's your key to the game.
That's it. Just be tougher.
I think you got to, be tougher is perfect because it leads into what I think you got to do. You got to run the football on these guys, and you got to just bludgeon them. I mean,
that's right.
How many times have we seen the Texans go up there with Arian Foster, run 6-7 yards at will per carry, and then not be able to take advantage of it and pull out a win?
Well, they beat them here by running the football.
Exactly.
So they're going to have to run the football up there. Same kind of turf. It's not a big deal.
No, it's the exact same turf. Yeah, and it's a noon kickoff. With T.J. Yates, what's the key to his game? What does he have to do tomorrow?
I think one key is going to be figuring out the right way to get the ball to DeAndre Hopkins, because T.J. Yates is a guy that is going to test those coverages that Hopkins is seeing more than Brian Hoyer has been. Hopkins was basically ignored for most of the game against the Patriots, and that was a problem. But on the other hand, you don't want to force the ball. We talked to George Godsey about that yesterday. He said you can get into very bad situations if you're doing that. So finding that balance is going to be very important for T.J.
And Yates has never been shy about throwing the ball to Hopkins. That's a good thing. That's a good trait.
And they hooked up for the winning touchdown in Cincinnati. The one thing about the Colts defense, as bad as it's been, they've actually picked up the pace on turnovers. They were awful early in the year, just like the Texans were. They're forcing turnovers now. So, you know, you got to have some prudence, but he's up to this task.
You bring up the turnovers. Nobody in the NFL is worse than the Colts as far as turning the ball over. They lead the league with 28, and I say lead. You really got to say they're worst in the league with 28 turnovers. So get some interceptions, get them to cough up the ball, and you're golden. Hey, you guys are golden. Thanks so much. Hope you all both have a Merry Christmas.
Back at you.
Yeah, good stuff. Tanya and Dale, always, always fun to see you. And we hope you have a great Christmas as well. Tomorrow, let's go for a Texans win. That would be nice because that means we're getting ready for New Year's and we're talking about a team that could be going to the playoffs. For Tanya and Dale, I'm Drew. We'll see you next time. Enjoy your weekend.
Brady gets the snap. Here comes Clowney again, and Clowney has another sack. Hoyer gets the snap, steps up, fires downfield right side, and hits Hopkins, who's out of bounds. On first down for the 11, Golden gets the handoff. He's brought down for a loss by J.J. Watt at the 10.